Hello. It is a good day. I think I have finally gotten into the system and swing of this. I'm releasing an episode just a week after I released another episode. And I already have a recording set up for next week, so I'm going to release another episode next week. So, unless something major happens and I get really lazy, it looks like I am going to be consistently releasing material now. I recorded with Ross Whitaker today in the ACU Learning Studio, and it was great. The sound should be a lot better from here on out, starting with his episode. So the next few will be with my old mic, which is good, but not as good as the stuff will be starting with Ross. So, I'm excited about that, but I'm also excited about this episode with Jared Anderson, one of my best friends. We had a really good time talking about all kinds of stuff, from his relationship with Taylor, and actually we recorded this before he was engaged, who he's now engaged to, and how kind of they were good friends for a long time, and then took a risk and decided to start dating each other right before he moved out of state. So that led into talking about risk. We talked about favorite people and movies and music for a while. Talked about had a conversation about conversation and how it works and why sometimes it's difficult. We talked about all kinds of stuff, and I really enjoy this episode. It's kind of long, so we will see if you like it or not, and I hope you enjoy it. Bye.
Movies, people/characters, and music. But we're going to get to music last, because that's the one that I feel like you'll be the best at.
Let's get to music.
Okay, so you want to do movies or people first? I just think this is really fun. I just really enjoy it. I'm trying to recreate something that was organic in another podcast.
That's
by
fine.
Making it not organic.
That's fine. Oh, have you already started?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
a
okay.
While ago. Yeah.
That's fine.
I don't know how much of that I'll use, but...
Sure.
Well, you know, we can just see.
We'll just
like go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
Movies.
Let's start with movies. Yeah.
Top five.
Let's start with movies.
In order, if you can. I know, it's hard. That's the point. I'm going to do a paper top.
Okay. Crash.
Sure. Is number one?
Maybe not number one,
okay.
But it's in my top five.
Okay.
Into me, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, maybe?
Ooh, okay.
Could be in there. Oh, no. Oh, okay, that's fine.
Those are gooey.
Yeah, they're really good. She did a good job. man, that's hard.
I know. Crash and Oh Brother.
Crash.
Those are good ones.
Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. I'm trying to think of movies that I've, like, bought recently.
Mm-hmm. Her?
Her could be up there.
Really?
Her was really good.
I'm surprised. That's great.
But I've only seen it once. So that maybe...
Put you
that
back.
Would be something that I would...
Sure.
Yeah, it has to be something you have to...
Her?
I have to figure it out. Yeah.
Her?
Her?
I'm going to put Crash number one for now.
You can put Crash, yeah.
Oh, Brother. Just start naming good movies.
Okay.
Just pull them out of the air, man.
Well, now I can't think of any because.
Do you want to come back to movies?
Huh?
Do you want to come back to this?
We can come back. We can.
To the whole thing or to movies?
No. We can just. Let's just keep going on with then your next one.
People.
People. What do you mean by people?
Any individual, whether he or she is fiction or. True.
Or, okay, and just in general.
Yeah, characters, people,
the,
personas.
The world around us.
Yeah. You can know them, you don't have to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Banksy.
Ooh, that's an easy number one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Banksy.
Banksy.
Do you feel like your view of him will be tainted when he's found out? I guess if.
Right. I've thought about this just because, like, there was a time when he was doing stuff in New York, you know, he had New York tour or whatever, and there was an article that, like, someone had found out what he looked like and, like, took a picture of this guy who they thought was him.
Sure.
And, like, it could very, like, that could very easily not have been him at all.
Right.
If he is trying to hide his identity, the picture was taken, like, at a gas station.
Sure.
He was trying to hide his identity, and the car he was using needed to get gas. You think he would be the one to drive out there and get gas? Walk out of his car. And
he's not stupid.
He probably wouldn't.
He's clearly not an idiot.
I also didn't want it to be him.
Right.
Because I like that I don't know what
he looks
like.
That's why I asked.
So I'm hoping that I never find out until, like, he dies.
What if you just never find out?
That's fine. Like, until I die. If I die before I find out, that's fine.
You never know.
It's fine either way.
Okay.
Banksy.
Banksy.
Trying to think, like,
Miley Cyrus.
She would be, like, fourth or fifth.
Okay.
I'm thinking of, like directors that I like,
mm-hmm.
and those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, like, Jason Reitman, who did...
Who is that?
Juno, Up in the Air.
Oh, okay.
Thank You for Smoking.
Up in the Air. And Thank You for Smoking.
I
loved those movies.
Yeah,
that's
great.
Are any of those top five movies?
Oh. Thank You for Smoking might be.
Okay.
Probably somewhere in there.
Gracias para fumar. Okay.
Okay.
Jason Reitman?
Wright. R-E-I or R-I-T-M-A. Your pen isn't working anymore.
I know.
Oh, there it
is.
We're
fine.
Let me think. Do you have any?
Don't turn this around.
No, it'll help me think.
Favorite people?
Or movie? Well, I think I know some of your movies, but go ahead.
What do you think some of my movies are?
Fargo?
No.
No?
Probably not top five.
Okay.
But that's a good get. I mean, it's a great movie.
It is.
Just because it's not my top five doesn't mean I don't like it.
Sure. Yeah. I understand. Give me some of your favorite people. Maybe it'll help me.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Okay.
For some reason.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a good one.
Thank you. Ash from Pokemon? No, I'm totally kidding.
No judgment.
Jesus?
Uh-huh.
people. I didn't even think about it. Okay. I didn't even think about it. I want to fuck you. Banksy's a good one. So that's what I was going for.
Okay. Well, there's two.
Okay.
Oh, Zach Galifianakis is probably
there. You
one.
Go. Okay.
Did you see that he had a new Between Two Ferns today? You
know,
no. Between Two Ferns.
Yeah. I haven't watched very many of them though.
He did one with Barack Obama.
What?
Is incredible.
Oh my gosh. Zach Galifian.
Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld's one of my favorite people.
Okay.
Probably.
That's a good one.
Just because of everything that he's done.
Yeah. For humanity.
For
the
you
world.
Know, humankind.
Yeah.
We can move on to music. This is the one I wanted to stick to the most because, like, a lot of our culture revolves around music.
Sure.
And
my friendship.
Rock boxes. Yeah.
And
friendship. So I feel like it doesn't matter if it's artists, bands, rappers.
Rappers.
The rappies. Rappists. instrumental musicians. I don't care. I just want to know your top five musics.
Musics.
And that could even be an album. Like, if you would want to rank an album instead of an artist, I'm totally fine with that. I just think this is interesting.
Well, if we had done this podcast about 4 years ago,
sure.
It'd be Coldplay.
Okay, but not anymore.
But no, not anymore
yeah.
at all. I don't like them at all.
You don't like them at all?
No.
Not even their old stuff?
I think I only like about, like, four of their songs, maybe, still.
In total?
Maybe.
That's so
funny. If even that much. Like,
do you go through
completely
changed. Do you go through phases like I do?
Yeah.
and like sometimes big phases, sometimes little ones
yes.
that rotate.
Sometimes little phases.
That.
Specifically like the style of music that I want to hear during this month or something.
Yes.
Like I'll want like really chill music like Bon Iver, Explosions. And then I
want
to hear like and sometimes I'll want to, I like spend a month where I'm listening to like poppy type, like more catchy, upbeat type of, not pop music, but
oh,
like
okay. poppy,
like catchy, faster stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, I definitely do that. Maybe Bon Iver is probably in that,
you
in
think
that
so?
List.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Givers, I think.
Okay, that's a good one.
That's been one of my favorites for
higher
like,
or lower
for like 3 years.
Bon Iver.
I guess lower.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's true. Just recently, I've
mm-hmm.
really been into Young the Giant
Young
because
Giant,
of
sure.
that album. That album's
but
fantastic.
That could be a phase.
Definitely. That's why I can't ever really give clear.
I went through
answers.
A big Young the Giant phase when their first album was out, and then didn't listen to them at all until their new one came out. But I still like that music.
Mm-hmm. I would put Crystallize. Isn't that the name of the album? No, Mind Over Matter.
The first one?
Their second album. This,
oh, this one?
I would put that one in my, this list of musics.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like a great album.
It's a
their first
album.
One's really good too. I
oh,
mean, obviously
sure.
that's how I got into them was from that first one. And the first one was great. I still like that one, but Mind Over Matter. It's really solid.
It's the real deal, man.
It's solid. Yeah.
Two more. I want you to finish the music list.
Jeez.
I want you to.
I would say
could even be a song or a live performance.
A live performance?
Maybe. Cause the way my mind works, I don't rank. I have a really hard time ranking things in general. I have to systematically break it down. So I have favorite artists.
Yeah.
I have favorite rappists. I have favorite groups. I have favorite live performances. I have favorite live performances based off of stage presence, sound, production, experience. And in all of those, I can list different bands. And they're just totally different things. And Mute Math is like the only consistent band that shows up like in all.
I knew that would be.
Chapters.
I should have.
Chapters.
Do you like. You said artists and groups.
Yeah.
Is there a difference there?
Artist is one person.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Group.
I think of artists as any.
Group
musician,
is more than one artist.
Okay.
So like.
In one.
Sure.
Collective thing.
Taylor Swift goes as Taylor Swift. She's an artist because even though she tours with a band. A group is Group Love, Young and the Giant, people that recognize, or that, whatever, as a
collaborative
together
group.
Into
one.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I had thought of one.
Group Love?
What, you were...
No, but I do like them a lot.
They're freaking good, yeah.
They are good, but I wouldn't put them in there.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe one of my favorite live performances that I've seen
mm-hmm.
was Thrice.
Okay.
And they weren't even, it was, they were on tour with Brand New, who was the headliner.
Mm-hmm. But
like,
they were just fantastic.
But I was there to see Thrice, and they played a pretty long set anyways.
Yeah.
But they are so good live.
Sure.
And I don't even listen to them that much anymore.
Yeah.
But that concert still ranks
mm-hmm.
high up on my list of just different, like an experience that I've had that I really enjoyed.
Of course. One more. You got four. And those
okay.
are these are good four.
That is a good four. I'm proud of that.
See, I'm making a good four. If my pen would work.
It's just when you write small. It doesn't work when you write small. You have to write big. There you go.
That
big.
Worked.
Shoot. Last one's a tough one.
It's a toughie.
It's hard because, like, just like you said, it's going to be the things that I'm, like, currently into, you know?
Yeah. You can't.
Something that I liked maybe, like, a month ago.
Sure.
isn't going to be in my list now because this is where my mind is.
It's your phase, yeah.
And that's so weird that that happens.
Because at one point, I would have ranked Rush number one over everybody all time.
Really?
I don't care about that.
I had no idea that you...
I loved them.
I had no idea.
But that's also... I mean, they're still amazing musicians, but yeah. I wouldn't even consider them anymore. Mm-hmm. See, I understand that. Well, then just finish your top five with what are you listening to right now that's, like, just the most impressive thing. Churches?
No, no.
Do you listen to Churches?
I do. I do. Let me look.
They're so cool.
Let me look. Just pulling out the, iTelephone. That's
the iTelephone.
Pete Holmes says.
He says iTelephone?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard him say that.
I've been really into, Chance the Rapper.
Oh,
his
into
new album.
Chance. Yeah. Okay.
His newest album I've been into. It's really good.
We'll deal with that.
That's a good one.
That's a decent
list. I'm fine with settling with that one.
Chance the Rapper, Mind Over Matter by Young the Giant, Bon Iver, Givers, and Thrice Live Performance.
Live, yeah.
Your top five.
Top five musical.
Music things. Musics. Your top five musics.
Yeah.
With a Z.
Mm-hmm.
Music is...
Oh, and I wanted to... What made you want to do this was because whenever we did the one with Chad,
yeah.
We did TV shows.
Yes.
And I ended on 4 TV shows, and I wanted one more, but I couldn't think of one. My fifth one, which probably is ranked higher up than the other ones I said,
sure,
probably somewhere in there, but Bob's Burgers is currently airing on television now.
What is that?
And it is a awesome show. It is like the...
is it like Burgerland?
No, it's like the a new Simpsons. That's what
no.
I think of in my head. I really do.
What?
I know how I feel about The Simpsons.
I trust you. Simpsons is also on your top five.
It was.
What?
And I think Bob's Burgers is up there with
The Simpsons above top five?
I
mean,
I don't think it's above
The Simpsons above Bob's Burgers. Yeah.
I think Simpsons is above top five. It's a good one.
Anyway. Okay. Let's talk about family. And this will lead into probably a lot of other
focus
shit.
On the family.
Focus.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, McGee and Me.
Yeah.
Of course. Who would forget Focus on the Family? I loved McGee and Me. Especially the one where somebody goes rock climbing and almost dies. And then there's the storm. That one scared the crap out of me.
I remember the one about the
thunderstorm.
House or something.
I don't remember that one.
Okay.
But yeah, and then the cartoons and the books and the audio tapes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sets.
All of that. No, your family.
Okay.
Focus on your family.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I don't understand your family. Because you have a big, crazy... I literally wrote, big, crazy family.
Big, crazy.
So, I wanted to expound on that a little bit, because I have a small, simple family.
Mm-hmm.
Most people I know have a small, simple family.
Mm-hmm.
There's divorce, and there's... Some people have like 6 brothers, but you have a lot of brothers, and I don't even understand your parents' situation.
Yeah.
So, like, I want to know how that has affected you, and especially having a bunch of, because you're the youngest, right?
Yep.
A bunch of older brothers.
Uh-huh.
I feel like that's got to have a big, that must have influenced the way that you live your life.
Yeah, definitely. I have 4 older brothers. My oldest brother is 10 years older than me. 10 years and like, my birthday is October 3rd. His is October 5th. His is 1980. I'm 1990.
That's Kitty Ann's birthday.
So that's really close. Yeah.
October 5th.
Oh.
Anyway.
Happy birthday, Kitty Ann.
Not yet.
and then I have 2 twin brothers who are the second.
You're a triplet?
No.
Oh, okay.
I have my older brothers. They are twins.
Okay.
And then I have...
They're the middle ones?
Yes.
I guess. Just the second in line?
Yeah, they're second oldest.
Gotcha.
And then I have an adopted brother from Brazil who is... He is not much younger than my twin brothers.
Okay.
See,
I didn't even realize that he was adopted. And I should have realized that.
Okay.
But I had no idea.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm so stupid.
It's okay. And he came in 1998 is when he moved into my house. To my family's house. And so I sort of grew up because my brothers are so much older than me.
Sure.
My Leno, my adopted brother, is I think 28 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 23. So there's a pretty big gap there age-wise.
Sure.
He's 30.
Okay.
He's 30. And my twin brothers are like 31.
Gotcha.
And my oldest brother's 33. So there's a really big gap there, even
yeah.
bigger than what I said before. So it was always different whenever people would describe like their relationship with their older brothers as being like the typical older brothers, like bullying.
Mm-hmm.
Not like school bullying where it's like mentally.
But
I mean,
like wrestling.
Those types of things.
Y'all didn't do that either?
We wrestled, but it wasn't like they would like... It wasn't in a way that they would hurt me and,
sure.
and be mean to me. It was always just
was
to
just
have
fun. Yeah.
And they would always... I remember, like, when I was really young, we would do stuff like that, wrestle and, like,
yeah.
play in the front yard. And as we both got older, when they were in high school and I was in elementary school, because
mm-hmm.
We, like, grew up playing soccer, too. All of us play soccer.
Sure.
And so I grew up playing with them, which helped me become really good at soccer at a young age.
Yeah.
Like, a lot better than my, what's the word?
Compatriots.
Yeah, yeah. People my age.
Colleagues.
Colleagues,
your cohort.
Uh-huh.
All
C-words.
Uh-huh.
The C-words, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they would...
So you played soccer with them.
I played soccer with them a lot. And so
yeah.
when they would, like... play with their high school friends, they would invite me to play with them, and I would play with them as if I was playing.
You kept up?
I was with, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
and that helped me get a lot better also, being
yeah.
able to play with them and their high school friends.
Yeah.
So it was always that type of thing, where they would invite me to come along with them
sure.
in the things that they were doing.
Yeah.
Particularly the twin brothers.
Yeah.
My oldest brother, we always, like, joke that he was the weird one in the family, when really he is, like, the normal one, and we're all the weird
Everybody
ones.
Else is weird.
Because he reads books and would do stuff like that. That is really normal, but in our family it was weird.
Yeah.
Because we would all be like my
go read Dweebo. We're gonna play video games.
Yeah. My dad and my twin brothers built a half pipe in our backyard.
That's cool.
That's the type of things that we did that was weird.
Yeah.
Or that we thought was normal, but it was
yeah.
actually the weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would like be skating in the half pipe all the time, and like they got really good at skating, and I would just kind of like join along with them and not
yeah.
do
just, like,
that
the
much.
Half
yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so then my adopted brother, he's adopted now, but he came over on a student visa, and then, like, something happened with his papers. I don't know all the details, but...
How did he meet y'all? Through
because
school?
my church took trips to Brazil
yeah.
To this orphanage,
mm-hmm.
And he was an orphan living there at the orphanage. He had, like, his real mom, like, threw him out on the streets when he was, like, 9 or something. And he
mm-hmm.
lived on the streets for a while in Brazil and then went to this orphanage. And then we were, like, taking trips there and
yeah.
doing mission trips there.
Yeah.
And then we, I don't know all the details, but one time we brought him back and he lived with us.
Interesting. Just happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when my twin brothers and oldest brother went to college,
mm-hmm.
they, like, moved out of state. Leno stayed in at home and went to, like, junior college in town, in Baytown.
Mm-hmm.
So I sort of grew up...
It's making a noise.
Yeah, that's a lot better.
We're fine.
No problem. So I kind of grew up with him.
Yeah.
Because he would watch Saturday morning cartoons with me, even though
yeah.
he was a lot older than me.
Sure.
He would just watch these cartoons with me, and, like, it sort of felt like he was closer to my age than he was to
than
my older brother's age.
Yeah.
So
even though
was
he was much closer to your brother's age.
Very much closer.
Yeah.
A lot closer. So that was always interesting.
Yeah.
And, like, when my friends would come over to play stuff with me, he would, like, be hanging out around
yeah.
also. So it was really interesting. And I think that he had a good relationship with my older brothers.
Yeah.
But then he had a good relationship with me. And they were both really different relationships.
Sure.
For that reason. Yeah, so I guess that brings us all the way to here we are, to, like, now.
Yeah.
where everybody lives in different places. Everybody's moved to other parts of the country or to a different continent. One of my twin brothers lives in Brazil with his wife and is doing stuff. Working with the organization that Leno came from.
Yeah, okay.
They're working with them directly.
That's not solidarity, right?
It isn't solidarity, but he is doing stuff under solidarity, but just working with that, that orphanage still. Yeah.
Got it. What about your parents, then?
Oh, yeah, my parents. They got separated. They separated when I was, I don't know, fifth or sixth grade.
Yeah.
They separated. My dad moved out of the house. But they never, like, actually got divorced, like, legally.
Still?
They have now.
Oh, okay.
As of maybe, like, 2 years ago.
That's a long time.
Yeah, and for a long time, I didn't really understand why, and it was sort of this thing that I was, like...
Would they still see each other?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And they were always, you know, just, like, what's the word, like... They were fine with each other.
Yeah, there wasn't any anger,
didn't,
at least overtly or whatever.
Create drama whether they saw each other or anything.
Yeah.
And I didn't find out till recently that, like, the reason why they did that was because they didn't want me to go through that, those, like, the court processes of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know how all that works, but maybe I would have to go testify in court and, like, go through visitation stuff.
Yeah.
They didn't want me to deal with all that stuff. So they made it a lot more simpler for me by just making it just like a separation without actually being divorced. So that, I think, was a good thing to happen so that I didn't have to deal with all that. But there was also just a lot of other stuff involved with that that just like had a lot of negative impacts on my life just because... I was around it a lot more. My brothers had already graduated and gone to college. I think all of them had graduated whenever that happened.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Did
but
they ever
I think
talk
so.
About it in front of you?
What?
The, like, separation.
Did my parents talk to
you? Did
about
your
it?
Brothers ever talk to
you? Oh.
Like, did y'all ever
not
talk
until
to
later,
you?
When I was, like, in high school, later high school, did we actually sort of have conversations about these things and hearing the other people's opinions about that specific issue.
Yeah.
So for most of my childhood, I was sort of like, it was just very different than my brother's childhood.
Yeah.
Brother's childhoods.
Yeah.
Which is... Yeah, so, like, I brought a very different aspect of it to our conversations than they did, because they kind of only saw it from the outside when I was
there. And you were living under
them,
yeah.
I was, yeah. So that was always interesting. But, like, my dad was never really, he wasn't, like, an absent father at all.
I had a totally different, like, feel for this.
Okay.
So I'm interested, yeah.
Okay. So, like, he would always... come to all my sports games, pick me up from school sometimes, always wanting to, like, hang out and stuff and be involved when he could.
Yeah.
So, like, it was always really, I think that was good, but at the same time, I was always, like, you're never at home, like.
Why not?
Yeah, well, I knew why not.
Sure.
But I didn't know a lot of the specifics, because they sort of kept a lot of that stuff to themselves.
They
didn't tell me, they didn't tell my older brothers.
Yeah.
It was always just, I always wondered, like, why is this happening the way it is?
Sure.
Why is he always coming to my things, but...
Not letting it.
Still, right. Like, what's going on there between him and my mom that there's that gap? And so, like, eventually, we kind of all, like, found out at the same time-ish.
Yeah.
Just, like, exactly how it all went down and all the specifics of that stuff, which is a lot to get into.
Yeah, no, we don't even need to talk about
that. But they, for pretty much my whole childhood, they never really, like, loved each other while I was alive.
Yeah.
It was always tension and they sort of, I think my mom has said to me, we kind of stayed together for the kids.
Yeah.
Towards the end there, because I was really young.
Sure.
And they both wanted to, like, for me to have that household.
Yeah.
That was still these two parents together, even though it wasn't a very loving relationship anymore.
Yeah.
Which had a lot of negative impacts on me, that they sort of toughed it out.
Sure.
I don't think that really helped me at all, but
yeah,
that's what they thought was best, so that's
sure.
fine with me.
Yeah, there's nothing
that's
wrong.
What they decided.
It's a sticky situation no matter which way you
it really is.
Deal with it.
And
but
I think that there's plenty of people who have, like, dealt with the, like, very similar things that I've dealt with
yeah.
in my life. So I don't feel like I'm a minority in that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I know several people whose parents either, like, told them straight up in elementary school even,
mm-hmm.
we're getting divorced and this is why. And then there was never, like, any issues. Like, the parents even stayed friends.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are several others where, like, you can tell something's wrong, but there's nothing happening. So it's definitely, like, an interesting spectrum of how do you, if you have issues with the person that you have had children with, how do you handle that?
Mm-hmm.
But not to get into all that stuff, I called it a big crazy family. That's really not, in comparison to everybody else in the world, that's not as big and crazy as I thought it was. For some reason I had this, just because we never talked about it either.
Yeah.
Like, when your dad showed up to me and Clayton and Carl's graduation party,
uh-huh.
I was really caught off guard.
Okay.
Just like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to, like, talk to this guy? Is he nice?
Yeah.
Was he supposed to show up? Like, even, like,
yeah,
the conspiracy theory mind that I have is, like, how did he find us?
Yeah.
Like, do I talk to, yeah, do I cause an issue or do I pretend like nothing's happening?
Yeah.
And then he's out there talking to your brothers and your mom, like, nothing's wrong. So I'm going, okay, well.
But
it's different than what I thought.
Yeah, I think it is different than that. But it's also, like, whenever that specific situation, whenever
mm-hmm.
he was there, it is uncomfortable that he is there while my mom is also
it
there.
Was.
Yeah,
okay.
It's really, it was uncomfortable for me.
Oh, okay.
And maybe my brothers, maybe not as much my brothers.
Yeah.
But it is an uncomfortable thing to be in that situation for me.
Sure. But if I hadn't, like, if I didn't know the context and didn't know that they were, like, separated or divorced or whatever, I don't think I would have even noticed it.
Really?
And the only reason it was weird is because I had seen your mom so many times and had never seen him.
Yeah.
And just knew that they were, like, divorced.
Yeah.
But.
It isn't, I do have a different relationship.
They weren't crazy at all. I mean, there was
mm-hmm.
no issue that day.
Mm-hmm.
But.
They weren't crazy.
Yeah.
They aren't. Just, sometimes it's like. My relationship with my mom is different from my relationship with
of course.
My dad.
Yeah,
because
she was
true for everybody.
Consistently around.
But yeah, I was living
yeah.
with my mom when my dad was living, like, in an apartment.
Sure.
And so yeah, the relationship is going to be different.
Yeah.
So, it's understandable that you had seen my mom more times.
For sure.
And I'd never seen.
And
her
she
now.
Seemed very, like, involved in your life and really wanted to be around. Wanted to see her, your friends, and meet people,
mm-hmm.
and then I just never seen your dad. So
yeah.
It's totally different.
Yeah, it is.
But to lead that into something else, and this might be, like, too sensitive, and I'm totally, you know, understanding if that's true. But at the gathering, junior year, maybe, I got really caught off guard because John pulled you on stage for an interview
mm-hmm.
about 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what is going on? And then you started talking and told everybody that your grandmother died was on the plane?
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
That's insane. Like, not that... What's crazy is how small the world is. But there's, you know, only so many people on those two planes. And I know somebody directly connected to... Like, everybody was connected somehow to 9/11.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But when I hear one of my... Who I called, like, a best friend at that time... Go up on a stage and say, yes, my grandmother passed away and my mind was blown. And I even thought to myself, at the time I was even kind of offended. I was like, why didn't Jared know this? Why didn't Jared tell me this? Which is stupid.
Okay.
But I just wanted to see what you had to say about that now. Like, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And that must have affected you. And it seems like I'm a bad person to ask because I haven't known. My parents had me when they were pretty old. Not pretty old, but just older than they wanted to have kids. And they were both the youngest in their families. So my grandparent relationship is very far.
Mm-hmm.
And as close as I was only like 11 and 12, so I barely remember that. So most people's grandparent relationship is much different than mine. So I'm assuming that yours is like that and that you were close to your grandmother, at least to an extent. So I'm just curious what happened and how you handled that stuff.
Okay. I feel similarly. I don't even know if that's the right way to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the same way that you feel about your grandparents.
Oh, okay.
To my grandparents.
Sure. And that's not to just, like, pass it off.
No, yeah.
Three of my four grandparents, direct grandparents, have already passed away.
Uh-huh.
And it had an effect on me every time.
Uh-huh.
But not as big as it did my older brother or a lot of my other friends who, a lot of our friends still have their grandparents, like, all of their grandparents.
Yeah.
Matt's going to see his grandfather tomorrow. And he's, like, in good health.
Uh-huh.
And that blows my mind because Matt's 6 or 7 years older than us.
Yeah.
Not that much, but he's older than us, and he's going to see his granddad, who, like, just had hip surgery and is complaining about his hip. Like, that just blows my mind.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I've always felt that way, too, about other people's grandparents.
Yeah.
Because I haven't had close relationships with any of my grandparents, really.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been sad when they have died.
Yeah.
Of course. But I, specifically with this one, it's just interesting to think about. Like,
mm-hmm.
sometimes I think I do this with other situations too, is like, I think about what would that feel like to be on an airplane,
mm-hmm.
and
a
hijacker or multiple hijackers stand out of their chair, walk down the aisle, probably passes you, and then they go all the way up to the front or whatever happened.
Sure.
And they take over a plane eventually by probably killing people.
First or second plane?
First.
Uh-huh.
First plane. So that goes through my mind a lot,
mm-hmm.
where I think about what that experience would be like.
Sure.
And that really blows my mind to think about that.
Yeah.
And I think I get more sad thinking about that specific thing and like that this person that I know had an experience like that.
And
it's
a bunch
really,
of other people did too.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Not to say that you were just
specifically
your grandma, but I'm just saying like, yeah, that's
definitely
mind blowing that anybody has that experience.
Oh
yeah,
yeah. Of course. Yeah, and so that's always the big thing that I think about. And
mm-hmm.
then I like after that I think about like she'll still be alive today if that hadn't
sure.
happened. Which I guess could be true of any situation, really.
Yeah.
But it was completely out of her control, and like, this terrorist attack.
Mm-hmm.
These terrorists came and killed my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something I'm, like, I really fester over. Not...
Yeah.
Because, which is what John wanted me to go on stage and talk about.
Yes.
Is this what you wanted me to get into?
No, actually. Okay. It was more of the grandma part of it than the terrorist part.
Like what? Like my relationship with her? Is that what you
just what effect did it have on you? And I guess it does automatically lead into...
I think this is the effect. Yeah.
It automatically leads into, like, well, then how do you view
mm-hmm.
Islam or whatever religion these people were claiming, or Al-Qaeda or Osama? Like, how do you have this big conspiracy theory and do you, like,
yeah.
want to go take them down? It leads into it, but really the thing was just more... It's mind-blowing to me that I know somebody whose grandmother was on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And
that
we've just never, we have never talked about that.
Yeah, and it's always a weird thing to sort of bring up.
Right.
That's why it's hard for me to say, like, that's why...
A moment of silence for 9/11. And then you, like, whisper to the guy next to you.
Yeah,
I get that.
So I think a lot of, whenever I went up on that stage to talk about it, I think
yeah.
it surprised a lot of my close friends. Because I don't feel comfortable ever talking about
of
that
course.
In types of settings that we were in.
Right.
Just hanging out. So it's always weird.
Okay, sorry to bring the mood down, but I wanted
to
let you know. Yeah. No, I know. That's
yeah.
And obviously, it's not funny to joke about it, but
love it.
The situation. It is funny to think about. How are you supposed to bring that up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
And it's funny that I was offended. Like, come on, Jared.
Uh-huh.
Thought we were friends. Quotes.
No,
which is a stupid response.
So I think the way it affected me.
Yeah.
Is directly translated into the way I feel about that whole situation of
sure.
terrorism, the way America dealt with it. I think that all feeds off of my personal feelings about what happened.
Yeah.
Which then leads me into, like, the first, I don't know, like the first year when it happened, I was 11 years old. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were 11, yeah.
Yeah.
Fifth grade.
Yeah. So I didn't really have an understanding of all that stuff very well, but I was just like, yeah, we need to get revenge on these people for
mm-hmm.
what they did.
To my grandma.
To my grandmother,
yeah.
And then I think even into, like, start, like, freshman year in high school and stuff, I was, like, still on board with it and, like, and was happy.
I mean, the war on terror?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And was happy that we...
Jeez, I didn't think we'd get into this. Keep going. No, I want to get into it. I'm just saying I'm surprised.
Yeah. I was, like, still happy that we were fighting the people in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Because all people, Afghanistanis.
That's
right.
I think it's Afghanistanis. Yeah.
Everybody, all the Afghanistanis are terrorists. So
yes.
We should kill all of them.
Sure.
And then.
You did think that at one point?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Because, you know, I'm from America. That's what we do. and then I think some of them. Take some. I think
thanks. Yeah.
I think what happened was I read the book Irresistible Revolution by Shane Claiborne.
Okay.
Which I had a huge impact on my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think still has lasting effects on my life now. And I sort of realized that, like, we are, as someone who believes in, believes that Jesus was a real person, the real Son of God,
mm-hmm.
who, like, came here to have, to do some very specific things that impacted the world.
Mm-hmm.
He preaches about loving our enemies.
Yeah.
And what that is supposed to look like.
Yeah.
And many, many, many Christians think that God wants us to kill all the people who were involved in that specific terrorist attack because
mm-hmm.
they attacked the people of God. But if those are America's literal enemies,
mm-hmm.
then why are we not choosing to love them?
Yeah.
And that really changed my mind about what I think about all of war.
Sure.
And specifically
and then,
about the war on terror, the war in Afghanistan,
yeah.
the war in Iraq. And that, like, completely, like, blew my mind.
Yeah.
That we are choosing to attack our enemies, and many, many people in the church think that we are doing the right thing. And I very much disagree with that now,
mm-hmm.
because I think that that is how we need to love our enemies,
yeah.
is by forgiving them for what they did, even though they did do a terrible thing.
Sure.
We still are supposed to forgive them for what they did. And
sure.
I have forgiven those specific people who had an impact on my grandmother dying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have chosen to forgive those people specifically, which means not agreeing with killing them.
Yeah.
I don't think that they deserve to die.
Sure.
I think they, like...
Do they deserve something?
I think they deserve something. That's
sure.
such a gray area for me.
Yeah.
Which can go into a bunch of different things, like executions and
torture,
killing people for like
prison.
Like, what's the? Well, I. That's the thing. Is like, I think sentencing someone to life in prison is a plausible punishment for murder.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they deserve to be executed for killing someone else.
Sure.
So yeah.
So then
we got all the way in there.
No, yeah, playing devil's advocate then.
Okay.
Because I don't think about this stuff enough to have a solid opinion.
Uh huh.
I mean, I guess everybody has an opinion, but then how do we, if we can't use war, then how do we control? How do we keep our people safe, and how do we control terrorists? Because there are going to be extremists that act out.
Yeah,
so how do we respond
right.
to that in general? Or it, maybe it's not safe to say there will be, but it's safe to say we should be ready for those things.
Yeah.
Or do you think we just shouldn't be ready?
No, I think it's safe to have like the proper. I don't know the word.
Preparations?
Yeah, that's a good way to say it. It's safe to be prepared
sure.
for those types of things and to have ways to prevent them from happening.
Yeah.
But I don't think that the way that wars go is eventually either the guilty people will be killed or the people we choose to send to kill them will be killed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think either one is bad.
Yeah, death is
bad. In my opinion,
yeah.
either one is bad.
Sure.
Killing innocent people are dying, which they're choosing to do.
Sure.
They're choosing to enlist themselves
some
into...
volunteers, yeah.
Yeah. At least now, not back in World War II or
yeah,
whatever
yeah.
they were forced to do that.
Yeah.
And... So I don't know how to answer your question, really.
Sure.
I don't know if there's a way to...
I don't think you need to have an answer. I just like posing the question.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm glad you do. I don't think we should be punishing people
for punishing
in that way. Because I think I did like a project on this once.
Yeah.
Probably like an ethics or something.
Yeah.
Where in the end, you are acting out on something that you have decided is wrong, but you're doing that.
You can't respond to a certain evil with the exact same evil.
Yeah, I don't think
or at
that
least
does
it
anything.
Doesn't ethically, logically, whatever makes sense.
But I think it's very socially acceptable.
Oh, of course,
it's a very everybody is like, yeah, that makes sense. Let's kill them for killing someone. But in my head,
and I just don't understand. How to approach war, how to... And I also don't know if it's my place because I haven't served and I never want to.
That's a good point, too.
But at the same time, like, we are... It's socially understood that you respect veterans and respect soldiers, and I totally agree that you should.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're kind of supporting war, and you might not agree with war. And I'm not saying... anything wrong, or I don't think there's anything wrong with soldiers. I don't think there's anything bad about going and serving a country that you care about.
Okay.
That is super admirable.
Okay.
And something I'll never do because it terrifies me.
Me too.
And I don't think I could ever put on that jacket, put on that role and be that tough and be that capable. But it's hard for me to see those people have to make that choice because if people aren't volunteering, we're paying for war. We're paying for, maybe not war, we're paying to have these services. And if we don't have enough people enroll, the country probably is going to start asking people. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just hard. It's hard for me to just accept that these people do this. And I've seen people who have lost loved ones, and I've seen people get torn apart because, well, my husband's about to leave for 9 months, and I'm just going to be here by myself.
Yeah.
And that sucks. I mean...
Death.
That's just tough. So I don't know how to like support that, and not the country patriotism part of it, but the separation and death for sure part of it. That's hard for me to swallow, but I just swallow it. It's not in my world. I don't know anybody like that's really close to me that's a soldier, and. It would become an issue if Bailey came back from New York and was like, I'm going into the army.
Yeah.
I would go, oh you my would. God. Then I have to make some choices. And that would be tough.
Yeah.
And then it would become really relevant. Anyway, all that to say, gray areas.
It is
hard to figure out. And it's super, like, even if we decided, I am totally against war and I don't want anybody to leave anymore, what do we do? Protest?
Yeah, I don't know.
Write a book?
Not much we can do. Write a book, yep. That's what Shane Claiborne does.
Yep.
That's interesting. I think there's a difference between someone choosing to serve their country and fight in a war and someone choosing to go kill all of these people who did these things to us.
Sure.
I think that there's a big difference.
And there might be soldiers that sign up for the wrong reasons, but we don't know. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
There are people who want to go into this military regime.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the right word.
Yeah,
we
can use it.
Because they feel that way.
Yeah.
But I think there are also people who want to serve their country for that purpose of serving their country.
Right.
And that's the only purpose. And they could be against war. Maybe they don't feel like what they're doing, like they are supposed to, or maybe they don't feel like it's the right thing to go into war,
mm-hmm.
but they still feel like
serving
this
their
is their country, and so they want to do what they need to do for
yep.
their country.
Again,
and I think those can be different things.
Yeah,
they can have different.
Totally taking a step that I am way too much of a wuss to
of course.
Think about taking.
Right, and that's the thing. Like,
terrifying.
Like, who am I to say, I think us going to war is stupid, and then being like, wait, no, I am way too.
I'm not going to go.
Yeah, right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Give me a gun, let me shoot a soda can that's 100 yards away. I am not shooting at people, and I'm not strapping up army gear and going through army camp. One of my favorite things to watch on Netflix is the, like, 2 Weeks in Hell, or the, I don't remember what they're called, Josh and I watched a lot of them. It's all the training episodes, Surviving the Cut.
Okay.
And super intense stuff. Running through fields of tear gas, intense sniper training. Stuff that makes you, like, practically drown being the Navy SEALs. No thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But people do that.
Yep.
And people excel in that.
Yeah.
And I can't be like, well, you're wasting your time. That's, like, super offensive.
Yeah.
Anyway.
For sure.